We're disappointed with our performance level more than anything. If we had to get that, we would have been happy with whatever the result was, but we didn't get that, and that's the most difficult thing.
Yeah, why do you think the performance wasn't there today?
I don't know. I don't have the answer for that at the moment. Listen, it's a big occasion. It's a big, big day in any footballer's life. In terms of our own game plan and all the things that we've been working on and what we do, maybe in what's second nature to us, they weren't in the mix today, and you know that energy wasn't there, and that drive wasn't there when we turned the ball over and we were trying to get at Kerry. The spark to get at them wasn't there, and we were just far too conservative, and that's the disappointing thing. You know, if we had to lay it all out on the table and give it absolutely everything, we would have been delighted with that. So it's very disappointing, and it's very disappointing for the players, and it's very disappointing for all the supporters that travelled in huge numbers, and we just wanted to do so much better for them and to deliver a far better performance than we got today, and we have to live with that now.
The fact that you were chasing the game from so early on, was that a factor on it?
Not really, no. I think we responded well to that and we got in level at half time, but the energy wasn't there. You know, the drive wasn't there and the energy wasn't there, and even when we went to point up after half time, we still weren't playing the way that we normally play and the way we like to play. Whether that's down to the occasion, or I don't know. I genuinely don't know at this moment in time, but we'll reflect on it now and see where it brings us. Yeah.
Even if the performance wasn't there, the commitment of these players cannot be questioned, given what they've done this year and indeed over this last number of years, Jim.
No, absolutely. But, you know, I totally agree with you. But, you know, they're more disappointed than anybody that they haven't, done themselves justice. There's so much more in us. That's the bottom line. There's so much more in us. And, it was an All-Ireland final today, and we had an opportunity to show that, and unfortunately we didn't show our true colours today, but they've been absolutely fantastic to work with, and they've just been a credit this year. Every single training session, the effort and the commitment has been there every single night, so we just have to take it on the chin, and we have to acknowledge that Kerry are All-Ireland champions in 2014, and we'll reflect on our own performance through time.
Yep, it's sport, and there's always a winner, and there's always a loser. You always have to deal with that, Jim.
And that's why when we spoke in the lead into the game, we wanted just to go in and give it everything, and then let the result look after itself. You know, and the disappointing thing is, if we had to play to our performance level, we probably would have been in a good, strong position in the game.
Yeah. Just finally, and what about your own situation now? Obviously, you spoke to the national media there. Yeah. Your four-year term's coming up. What's next for Jim McGuinness?
A reflection, probably more than anything, reflection, and you know, look at myself and my own situation, and look at the players and their situation, and motivation, and I suppose family and all these things come into it. And we do that process every year at the end of a season. And just, you know, weigh it all up and make decisions on the back of that that are not based on emotion after a game, and see what's best. So that's what I'll do. And I suppose in the next number of weeks, you know, having spoken to everybody and the medical people and all that there, we'll make decisions that's right for everybody.